ilah besides Him, and only to Allah Ta'ala is our return. Further on, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then mentions concerning those farishtas and angels who are the upholders of the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Concerning them, how they make dua for the mu'mineen. Allah Ta'ala mentions that they وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So to get the du'as of those very close angels of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who are holding the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala aloft, they also make du'a for those who repent and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. They make du'a that فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا, that oh Allah, forgive those who repent and those who follow your path of righteousness, and protect them from the punishment of Jahannam. And they continue making dua that, oh Allah, enter them into everlasting gardens of Jannat, which we have promised them. And also those that are righteous from their fathers and their spouses and from their children. They make dua for that also. That as they were staying in this dunya so happily, peacefully with their family, join them up with their family members, also join them up with them in Jannat. And then they make dua that, oh Allah Ta'ala, protect them from all evil, from all types of punishments. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. That person whom, oh Allah, you save from all difficulties on this day of Qiyamah, that definitely you have showered your mercy upon him. Allah Ta'ala then mentions that the kuffar, when they will be entered into Jahannam, then they will start hating themselves. That what we had did, why did we do this? Allah Ta'ala says that compared to your hating yourself today, in the dunya when you were called towards Iman, Allah Ta'ala at that time when you did not respond and stayed in kufr, Allah Ta'ala detested and hated you more. In other words, more than what you are hating yourself today, more than that, when you did not respond to the call of Iman, Allah Ta'ala detested you and Allah Ta'ala hated you at that time. Further on, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of some of the scenes of the day of Qiyamah, when everything will perish, and before everything is brought back to life, there will be no one, Allah Ta'ala will proclaim and announce, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, for who is sovereignty and kingdom today? Nobody will be there to answer. Allah Himself will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Allah Ta'ala describes, on that day will be such a terrifying and fearful day that the hearts will come because of terror and fear to the throats of the people. Kadhimin, they will be swallowing their fear and their grief. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, for the wrongdoers, there will be no one, no friend to aid them, and no intercessor whose intercession will be accepted. Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Remember that Allah Ta'ala is well aware of the treachery of the eyes and that which the hearts conceal. The treachery of the eyes, that we see the wrong things in such a way that nobody notices also that we are seeing. But Allah Ta'ala is well aware of that. And that which is in our hearts, the beliefs, our desires, our intentions, our inclinations, everything Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is well aware of. A dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which this verse is also included, a very beautiful dua. We should make this dua, Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Oh Allah Ta'ala, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq wa amali minan riya, and my actions from riya and ostentation. Wa lisani minan kibr, and oh Allah Ta'ala, protect my tongue from lies. Wa aini minan khiyana, and protect my eyes from treachery. Because فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Because you know well, you are well aware of the treachery of the eyes and that which the hearts conceal. Further on, Allah Ta'ala invites these mushrikeen that you are not accepting the message of Haqq. Go and see, travel in the world and see the consequences of those nations who passed before you, who also bent on rebellion, and how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. كَانُوا هُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. They were much more stronger than you. Concerning the nation of Ad, it is mentioned also later that they said, "Man ashaddu minna quwwah?" Who is more powerful than us? Allah Ta'ala made them gave them extreme power and strength that they used to actually, without the modern type of machinery, with their hands, they used to carve out their houses from the mountains. And Allah Ta'ala made them huge, much larger than the average man of today of 6 foot. They were like the date palms, as tall as that. And but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they became so proud and arrogant because of their power and might which Allah ta'ala granted them, rather than they accepting the message of haq and showing gratitude, when they stayed on their rebellious condition, Allah ta'ala raised them to the ground. So these mushrikeen of Makkah are reminded that those nations were much more powerful than you also. But Allah ta'ala destroyed them. Therefore, there's nothing difficult for Allah ta'ala to destroy you. Thereafter, the incident of Musa alayhi salam and his encounters with Fir'aun are mentioned here. Particularly, an incident is mentioned here that a person from the nation of Fir'aun, he who was concealing his iman, he tried to reason with Fir'aun and his courtiers who were planning to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He told them that why do you want to kill a person who says my Rabb is Allah and who has brought proofs also in the form of miracles from Allah Ta'ala. He tells them that if he is lying, if he is not speaking the truth, then the detrimental effects will fall upon himself. But if he is truthful, then perhaps that which he is telling us and warning us about might afflict us, the punishments. Therefore, why do you want to kill him? Leave him alone. In this way, his iman also became apparent, and he continues with the nasihat, which carries on for two rukus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Fir'aun, knowing and fearing that what great impact these words might have on the courtiers in his court, and his ministers. So then Fir'aun then says in a mocking way to Haman, his minister, that build for me a lofty building. Maybe I can climb up there and see and peep into the skies and see whether there is a Allah which Musa alayhi salam is talking about. This he said in a mocking way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all these details, how he tried and advised them, and eventually, since they did not accept, Allah ta'ala says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah Ta'ala protected him from all the evils of what they plotted, and the Fir'aun and his people were then afflicted with a severe punishment. Allah Ta'ala says that after they were drowned in the seas while they were pursuing Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala says they are in the barzakh now, and they are presented to the fire morning and evening. This verse is a clear indication of barzakh, that punishment and also reward will be there already from the time a person passes away in the life of the qabr, as we call it, which is the barzakh. This ayat is the proof of that. Many people deny that there is anything, that there will be any type of punishment and that in the barzakh. This ayat is enough proof against them. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the importance of dua. Allah ta'ala says, call unto me, make dua to me, I will respond to your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, I will accept your duas. Although we know that the acceptance of duas are dependent on many things, but and also that acceptance of duas take on various forms. Sometimes what you ask for, you are given. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom doesn't grant you what you ask for, but averts some difficulty and calamity from you. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala keeps that reward for you intact for the year after. And when in the year after, people will see that what great rewards Allah has kept for those whose dua were outwardly not accepted in the dunya, but what great rewards they will see in the year after. They will desire that not one of my dua should have been accepted in the dunya, so that I could have seen the great rewards here in the year after. Allah Ta'ala warns that those who are proud from my ibadat, particularly mentioned here is of from making dua to me, who are proud, they regard it to be below their dignity to make dua. Allah Ta'ala says, we will dispatch them and enter them into Jahannam in a humiliated condition. Dua has been called ibadat here. In the hadith also, ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. That dua is the essence of ibadat. Because in ibadat, actual servitude and ibadat entails a person displays his complete helplessness, his humility and dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in dua, with all its etiquettes, internal as well as external, is a very great, is a great reflection in acquiring this objective of ibadat, where a person displays his complete helplessness and dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always make dua. In the dunya, the more you ask from people, the more they want to turn away from you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you ask from Allah ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala gets pleased. So we should never be lax when it comes to making dua. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of His great qudrat in various ways. Allah ta'ala particularly mentions that Allah ta'ala has fashioned you, O insan, in the best of forms. Insan is ashraful makhluqat. And the way Allah ta'ala has structured the way the insan, that is also in the best of forms. Allah ta'ala further on mentions concerning those who are boastful and proud on the earth, because of what Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jahannam. Wealth and things of this dunya which Allah Ta'ala blesses us with is actually as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a sign that anybody is favored because he has been blessed with more wealth compared to others. Further on, the next surah is Surah Hamim, As-Sajda. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning mentions concerning the Qur'an al-Majeed that it is kitabun fussilat ayatuh, that it is such a kitab that its verses have been expounded, has been explained very clearly. Everything in the Qur'an al-Majeed which is necessary for our hidayat and guidance, Allah ta'ala has expressed it very clearly. Whether it's the laws, whether it's the meanings, whether it's the examples given, whether they are the stories that are mentioned there, whether they are the warnings or the admonitions, whatever, Allah ta'ala has expounded it clearly. Allah ta'ala says, we revealed it in the Arabic language. The first recipients of the Qur'an al-Majeed were the Arabs. And in the highest eloquent form, Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an al-Majeed. But those who don't want to believe, they say as an excuse that there are veils upon our hearts, and in our ears there are props, and between us and you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a veil. Therefore, we don't know what you are talking about. فَعَمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. You continue doing what you want to do, we will continue doing what we want to do. This was their attitude. Because of which they did not accept the message of Haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions of the nations of Qawmi Aad and Qawmi Thamud, how they did not accept the message of Haqq, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important quality of the mu'mineen, that is the quality of istiqamah. That those who say that we believe that our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they remain steadfast on this. So steadfastness is a great quality, and it has been called فَوْقَ أَلْفِ كَرَامَاتِ, that it is more superior than thousands of miracles. People want to see miracles as some person who shows some extraordinary thing. They regard him to be a Allah wala and buzurg. But the real thing is istiqamah, that whatever you do it in a form of steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning them mentions that تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, that angels will descend upon them. It means at the time of death. That the angels will come there who will give them the great tidings. Allah تَخَافُ وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Don't fear what is going to happen to you, and don't grieve over what you are leaving of the dunya. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, and receive the great tidings of Jannah which you have been promised about. Allah Ta'ala then mentions concerning those who call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the oneness, towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whose word can be better than their word. But Allah Ta'ala qualifies it also, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he does himself good deeds. Doesn't mean he forgets himself, but he propagates the message of Haqq, calls people towards Allah Ta'ala, and himself does good actions, whose word can be more better than them. This includes all types of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Mu'addin, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that the Mu'addineen are referred to, the Mu'addin, those who call the Adhan out, they are referred to in this ayat, particularly Aisha radiallahu anha mentions. So all who call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, inshallah they will be included in these verses. But when you call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely there will be opposition. People will oppose you, people will harass you, people will ridicule you. Allah ta'ala gives us the guidelines that don't وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good and bad, virtue and evil is not the same. Therefore, answer evil with good. Although according to the Sharia, you are permitted to retaliate to the extent which you had been harmed. But in this, when calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better option will be that you don't answer bad with bad, but you answer evil with good. And the effect of it will be that person whom you have even enmity with, he will become your bosom friend. This is the effect when you give an answer, when you answer evil with good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also explains that this is a quality which everybody doesn't have. It's only for those who have the quality of sabr, and those who are really fortunate, they are blessed with this quality. And if you get an instigation from shaitan, a whispering from shaitan concerning anything disobedience to Allah and His Rasul, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is our avowed enemy. Don't try and fight him directly, you won't succeed. Ask Allah ta'ala for his protection from shaitan. At the end of the para, Allah ta'ala then mentions a verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَلَيْنَا. Those who deviate concerning our ayat and our verses, they are not hidden from us. We know exactly what they are doing. Ilhad means to move away from what is the straight path. Technically, ilhad, the ulama explained, is a type of a hypocritical kufr, where a person attaches such self-assumed meanings to the verses whose meanings have been accepted and recognized by the majority of the ummah. But they, in contrast to that, they attach some self-assumed meanings to the verses of the Qur'an Majeed, and which is in direct conflict with what is the actual meaning and intended purpose of that verse. This type of kufr, what we call ilhad, is on the rise nowadays, particularly by those people who don't regard the hadith to have any authenticity, and they don't regard the hadith to be an authority in Sharia. They fall more victim to this, because they have cut off themselves from the hadith. And the hadith, the first commentary of the Qur'an Majeed, the most reliable, is that which has been narrated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and that is the hadith. So we should be wary of this fitna which is on the rise, where people attach such meanings to the Qur'an Majeed, which is in conflict with those meanings which have come down over the generations and centuries from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the sahaba and the ulama of the ummah right up to us. At the end, Allah ta'ala mentions concerning the Qur'an Majeed that this Qur'an Majeed is huda wa shifa. It is a guide, it's a source of guidance, and it is also a cure for all our ailments, physical as well as spiritual ailments. It is a cure from kufr and shirk. It is a cure for all our spiritual ailments of pride, obstinacy, love of dunya, whatever it is. It is also a cure. So we should make sure that we attach ourselves to the Qur'an Majeed, and inshallah we will be rightly guided. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا إله إلا الله لا يسبقها عمل ولا تترك ذنبا. رواه ابن ماجه. النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said that no deed can excel the recitation of لا إله إلا الله, and this kalima lets no sin remain unforgiven. النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said that no deed can excel the recitation of لا إله إلا الله, and this kalima lets no sin remain unforgiven. This has been narrated by Ibn Majah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جائك ميدانه تو ہی تو ہو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی عطا ہو ذرائے درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala shanuhu Allah 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عن فإني قريب الله 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ومن العمل ما ترضى والصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم إنا نسألك من كل صفة كانت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بجاه سيدنا محمد